Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for December 15th, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Legislation to curb the rising rate of farmer suicide awaits the president's signature as part of the National Defense Authorization Act. However, the bill's future is still uncertain as President Donald Trump over the weekend threatened to veto the bill despite the appearance of veto-proof support from lawmakers. The seeding Rural Resilience Act was included in the defense bill. The legislation creates three initiatives aimed at curbing the growing rate of suicides in rural America. The bill implements a farmer-facing employee training program to the Department of Agriculture to provide employees with voluntary stress management training. The bill also forms a partnership between the Department of Health and also Human Services and the USDA to increase public awareness of farm and ranch stress. Near record production in three major wheat growing nations is expected to boost already record global wheat supplies. Rod Bain from the USDA has more.
Another increase in world wheat supplies per USDA's December global supply and demand estimates.
We increased world wheat production again by about 1.3 million tons, and that would put global production at a new record.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jankowski says contributors to the rise in wheat supplies worldwide include
a big rebound in production out of Australia. They've suffered through several years of pretty severe drought. We increased our Australia wheat production forecast by 1.5 million tons for this year's crop. That would be their second largest crop on record. And also worth noting that if that is achieved, then Australia would also join Russia and Canada, as all three of those countries are looking at their second largest crops on record.
With COVID-19 cases on the rise again, state and local governments are taking additional actions to limit travel and promote social distancing. In turn, the Renewable Fuels Association says consumption of ethanol-blended gasoline is rapidly falling again. The RFA says the decline is threatening to derail an already fragile economic recovery in the ethanol industry. Through November, U.S. ethanol producers had already lost $3.8 billion since the start of the pandemic. In response to reduced travel and lower fuel demand, ethanol producers slashed production by 2 billion gallons between March and November. In the first week of December, consumption of both gasoline and ethanol fell to their lowest point since May. That is according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Krista Harden will take the role of CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council if Tom Vilsack, who currently serves as its CEO, is confirmed as the next Ag Secretary. Harden served as Deputy Agriculture Secretary from 2013 to 2016 and is the current Chief Operating Officer at the USDEC. This is Inside Agriculture.